It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Happy to be joined again this morning by Knox County Sheriff David Clay. Sheriff, thanks for joining us again here this morning to talk more about this issue.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.
I mean, number one, the big thing is just get out and vote. Number one, get out and vote. These midterm elections quite often, and in this case in particular, especially with something like this referendum, what happens in these elections is normally way more important in your day-to-day life than the presidential elections, yet we don't normally have the turnout for these elections.
Exactly. You know, when you start talking a minimal turnout for something this important, it just reflects that we need to get everybody out there.
And that's the thing. Yeah, with it being, and hopefully it won't be a minimal turnout, but if it is, when you say every vote counts, that's absolutely what you mean.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about this issue again. That, you know, people are going to see on the ballot, there's a lot of legalese on there, and this looks like a really complicated thing, and you're going to see tax, and you're going to say, oh, I don't need another tax. Well, this is something so different. You need to read the whole thing, and especially the bottom portion of what it says on the ballot. It is a sales tax, a 0.25% sales tax, and I'll let you explain that a little bit further, Sheriff.
Well, the 0.25%, and I think in the past, people, no differently than I, don't like to hear the word tax. So as soon as you say 0.25%, people stop and no longer listen. They start thinking to themselves, is that a 25% tax? Well, this is only 0.25%, which amounts to $100 expended. 25 cents of it's going to go to 911. And much like what you said on the referendum that we're going to be voting on, you can skip through a lot of it, but that very last sentence that says to be used for the operation and maintenance of 911, I think that is so crucial for the citizens of Knox County.
David, you've got to almost feel like you're running for office again with as much work as you've had to do. You've got to be very happy to see Election Day coming tomorrow, I would think.
Very happy, and Debbie and I were just talking about it the other day, that even the very first time that I ran, I had opposition. I don't recall ever making this number of public appearances to talk. So it's something that I firmly believe in. And again, as I said just a second ago, I don't like taxes. But I think this is imperative for the safety of the community, and that is what the position of sheriff is for the safety.
Let's talk a little bit about the 911 system and why this tax is imperative and what needs to happen. It's a system that's been in place since 1994. At the time, was state of the art. Things have changed a lot in these 20 years, though.
And that's pretty much how we approach it. Brian Fredericks, county board member, he and I have been the ones that have been doing the talks, and that's kind of the approach. You know, what did you have in 1994 that has either been updated or gotten so old that it no longer exists? And the biggest thing is cell phones. The biggest thing with the cell phones comes the texting, comes the photography. All of that can be utilized with a new next generation 911 system, whereas today it's strictly an analog system where it's voice only. So the texting, the photographing, anything modern is not accepted.
If this does not pass, does the entire system go away, 911, or will there be limited spots where some people might be able to get through to it? Now, hopefully we don't get to that, but if we do, do we just wipe the slate clean, or is there still some limited use for this?
Jim, that's a tough one to answer. I think up front I'd like to say, well, we're on borrowed time with the current system that was installed in 1994. So let's use it until it breaks. And whether it means tomorrow or a year from now, that allows us to do some planning as to what we're going to do. I somewhat foresee that we're going to go back to the old system where if you want to call the police, it's a 7-digit number. If you want to call the sheriff's department, it's a different 7-digit. And the fire, all the emergency fire groups in the county, each will have a different 7-digit number, and ironically, when you talk to the fire, the volunteer fire, you refer to it as a fire phone, in which that person designated to basically be on call has to answer that phone.
It's like the bat phone.
Yeah. Exactly. and then notify all of his volunteers to respond, whereas now it's just a drop of alarm, it's a page out system, and a cell phone system. So we're going backwards as opposed to going forwards.
Talking with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg, the 911 sales tax referendum on the ballot for tomorrow. And also on top of that, yeah, even if you can dial 911 right now, in the city of Galesburg, you dial, they know what address, especially on a landline, but on a cell phone also, they know where you're at. Is that correct? Or they are updating theirs?
They're updating. Okay. I would say 50% of the time, okay, you can, depending upon towers, depending upon where you're at. Yeah. So on and so forth. It's more difficult out in the county.
And that's there's the problem there. You know, if you're not familiar with the area you're in, you're on a county road, something happens, middle of winter, you go in a ditch, whatever the case may be, hopefully you're not hurt, but you call. If you don't know where you're at, guess what? Neither does the sheriff's office, the fire and rescue, whoever it is.
And you know, my hat's off to the dispatchers. The men and women will typically start asking, you know, describe your surroundings. And most generally, they'll be able to come up with where you're at. But again, you're talking seconds, minutes, and in a life or death or property saving situation, time is of the essence.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked with some of the dispatchers too, and that's a tough job. You have to have the right person in that role. And I know we've had some good ones here.
Yeah, and you know, they are trained. It takes 9 months of training. You know, how I chuckle when I started in 1974 with Galesburg. You were the only person in that room. You answered the 7-digit numbers, whether it be for fire or for police. You did not dispatch for the county. And how times have changed. Everything was written out. At the end of the shift, you sat down behind a manual typewriter and typed up a log. Whereas now, those men and women are so highly trained with the equipment that they have, it's unbelievable. They're excellent.
Well, and also with the, you know, should the system go away, if this doesn't go through, we hope that doesn't happen, but should it go away, another thing people have to consider, you are out in the county and one, you crash your car, whatever the case may be, whatever the issue is, one, you're more than likely not going to have those 7-digit numbers programmed into your phone.
That's right.
So then what do you do? Then two, okay, how do you, okay, oh, I need fire rescue. How do I know which one to call? I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, it just, there's so many factors, and there's in quite often so little time to deal with it.
Whereas with the 911, it's like a one-stop shop, yeah, where you call whether you need the ambulance, fire, whomever you need. You're going to get somebody to answer and dispatch.
Mm-hmm. And it might not even be you necessarily, but you may come upon an accident scene.
Right.
The same thing. And, you know, back in the old days, yeah, sometimes you'd have to wait for, you know, the farmer down the road to happen by. I mean, it could be hours somebody, yeah, could be out there, and you'd hate to go back to that type of setup.
Exactly. You know, I think we all taxpayers have spent good money since 1994 on a system that was voted in by the citizens of Knox County in 1990. Why do we want to go backwards and basically forfeit everything that we've used that money for?
Yeah, neat, and always continue with the advent of new technology. It goes for everything, and including, mm-hmm, the 911 system. And, you know, back to the tax itself, 0.25% sales tax. One, as the sheriff mentioned, you buy $100 worth of merchandise or goods. 25 cents is what's it's going to cost you, but it's not just the citizens of Knox County. It's like, oh, we're getting taxed, just us. No, anybody that buys a good or service in the county, traveling through, visiting, whatever the case may be, they're helping us out as well.
And it's, you know, I think that way it's fair. It's, yeah, fair in that it's just not utilized or mandated for the citizens. Much like what Will was reporting on the news today with the city property tax. You know, the citizens, I don't believe, have much of a say in this. Unfortunately, but the county, on the other hand, is bringing it to the voters. And I think this is by far a cheaper way, number one, and by far, if there's a fair way on taxation, I think this is the fairest way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and, you know, as Tom and I had talked, goodness knows we all travel a little bit, and there are many other municipalities that have various taxes on things, and we're paying for their stuff, so it doesn't hurt for a little bit to come for this crucial. It's not a luxury. This is not a luxury. This is a necessity, really.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge necessity. The couple of times that I've talked, we've had individuals get up that have had to use 911, and, you know, to hear their side of the story, these people were actually out in the county. how quick of a response time, how in one case it did save the life, whereas if it goes away, we're going to have some problems.
One of the issues on the ballot here in Knox County is the 911 referendum, a 0.25% sales tax. And this is to upgrade the 911 system here in the county. We're talking about it with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg. And David, is there anything, I know we talked a lot about this, is there anything we haven't touched on that that we need to maybe mention?
I think we've touched pretty much on everything. I think it's more than important to spread the word. I think that having been here with you guys several times, it's gotten the word out. It's people have come up and said, you know, I wasn't aware of that. Had I known that last March, I would have voted differently. Now it's a whole different ball game where the information has been put out there. And I think the response has been very, very favorable as to why would we ever consider doing away with it. And as your constitutional right, I would say everybody has to show up to vote. I would like to think that the majority are going to be in favor of it, but vote.
David, and I guess on behalf of the community, we really appreciate everything that you've done and for the county in getting this word out. You didn't have to do this, but you felt it's important enough to get out and make this a big part of your last month, especially. You've given a presentation, I think, almost every weekday for the last month on this, haven't you?
Sometimes more than one on the speaking tour, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple of tight calls where we were here and supposed to be there, but it's just something I believe in. Mm-hmm. And especially in the position where now I'm the sheriff, the public safety issue is the big part of that title, so... I firmly believe in it, and again, I cannot thank you guys enough for having me this many times.
Well, hopefully, as you mentioned, if somebody did hear us talking about it and say, hey, I didn't know that, now, yeah, I will vote for it. Tell your friends, tell your family, because maybe there's something they didn't know either about it. And, you know, make sure you mention 0.25% means if you spend $100, it's only 25 cents. It's going to cost not only you, but anybody, not just Knox County, not just Galesburg, not just Abingdon, Oneida, Knoxville residents, whoever, anybody that purchases anything in Knox County will help us pay for this system.
I should have had you come with me and give the talk.
David, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.